You're listening to the Just Add Chat podcast. We are going to be discussing tonight about knowing your truth, especially when it comes to life and to your business. And we're going to be answering some questions from some of our readers who have written into us. So stay tuned. All right, folks, let's get started tonight. So the reason I wanted to discuss talking about knowing your truth is it seems lately that I have come across several people who have been insecure, have a lot of lack of confidence, especially when it comes to blogging, even in their family life. So I wanted to talk to you guys about personal experience. So I came from a decent background. I had a very good support system, but there has been a lot of confusion with trying to please everybody in my family. There was a little bit of verbal abuse that went on. I won't go into extensive detail because I don't want to hurt anybody in my family's feelings, but I know some of my family members will understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's just been this stigma in our families that we have to just do everything the right way, the perfect way, exactly the way, insert your family member, mom, grandma, dad, grandpa, whoever is your big influence. Maybe it's a guardian that you have in your family and doing everything exactly the way they told it. Well, guess what, folks? They are not you. You are your own individual. And it's taken me many years to come across to understand that fully. I am 34 years old, and by far, I am not a perfect person. I will tell you that right now. But I have learned over time what is my truth. I am not a Van Gogh painter. I love and appreciate the art, but I am terrible at painting. I know for a fact that I am absolutely horrible when it comes to organization. Just look at my kitchen. My kitchen table looks like, clutter just threw up all over the place, where I've got books that I've got to put away and craft objects and everything. It just looks awful. And I've got dishes that I have to do, and I will get to them. But when you're just one thing after another busy, just some stuff sits the wayside, some stuff takes precedence. Yesterday, I tried to take my oldest son for a hearing screening, only to find out, they don't give hearing screenings to people under the age of 18. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so what you're saying is that people under the age of 18 can have hearing loss or hearing issues. I don't really think that there is an issue with my oldest son. However, he just doesn't seem to be as attentive as he used to be. And I know he has severe allergies. So it was just a matter of I really wanted to get him checked out just to make sure that there really isn't something going on, a mom's genuine concern. And it seems like one ENT, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's an ear, nose, and throat specialist after another. They just really don't want to work with the kids. And my kid isn't your average kid. And what I mean by that is, tell me you have not witnessed this out shopping or out and about. There's this one kid that just seems to drive everybody up the wall. He's running all over the place, or she's running all over the place, yelling, screaming, whining, crying, throwing themselves on the floor, going crazy, and all you want to do is yank them up and spank them, and you can't because they're not your kid, or it's taboo, it's culturally unacceptable, insert your reasoning. However, my kids aren't like that. My kids are very matter of fact. My kids have, just always been extremely wonderful kids. So the fact that, somebody doesn't want to see my kid just because of their age or their number just absolutely infuriates me. So, anyways, we're going to stop right there for just a second. All right, sorry for that brief break. Anyways, so going off of my tangent, with trying to get my son the care that he needs, it just, absolutely infuriates me when I'm trying to talk to somebody about, they ask how your day is going and everything, and you get all this unsolicited advice. Well, you should have done this. Well, you should have done that. You weren't there. And the reason why I say it like that is because, when you have stuff set up, you have your time allotted, your time scheduled, only to find out you're being discriminated against because of age, race, sexuality, whatever the case is. It's ridiculous. There's just some things that are just absolutely absurd. And that's the reason why we are in the political correctness state that we are in. You know, there are some people who get feelings hurt. I know that it's been a situation that I've been in the past where I've been overly sensitive about something that wasn't as big of a deal. Call it couponers, buyer's remorse, or whatever you want to call it in the past. But I've never been to the point of, you know, ever wanting to go out and make a big deal out of it. Those kind of situations. But it just absolutely infuriates me when it comes to taking care of my child to having that kind of discrimination. So with that being said, I wanted to talk and I wanted to discuss about knowing your truth. So this is going to go into a reader question that I have. Lately, I have been on the AMA feed, which of course, for some of those, most everybody knows what AMA means, but in case you don't, it means Ask Me Anything feeds. I have been so excited to be a part of the AMA feed this week. Been answering questions that everybody's been submitting to me and writing people back. It's been great. So one of my questions that I actually had this week is, why did you start a blog? So I wanted to tell you guys, I started a blog for all the wrong reasons. So what do I mean by that? Is there really a way you can start a blog with wrong reasons? And I'm here to tell you, absolutely. You can start the blog for the wrong reasons because you are dedicated to your wrong purpose. So my wrong purpose was because I thought I was going to start a blog and I was going to start earning a living and having this secondary income as a stay-at-home mom. That way I could help take care of the kids. There was just several big problems with that. One, I didn't know what I was doing. I never really done a blog before. I hadn't really written anything before, not since college whenever I had term papers, which is definitely not the same thing. I thought that if I just started writing a blog that I was just going to turn into this magical, mystical unicorn money. And it was just going to just rain, you know, dollars and cents all the time. Well, guess what, folks? If you follow that rainbow of lies, you will come to find out that that is not at all how blogging works. So, one thing I've learned is that it's okay to make mistakes. I have made one mistake after another with my blog, and I think it's what's made me an expert. And yes, I do believe I am an expert. If you've gone out and you've made 100 mistakes, you have figured out 100 ways not to do something. But if you have taken those 100 steps and you have found one way to do something, you are going to do something with your life. So that's where I am as far as blogging goes. I have made so many mistakes. It's taken me years to get where I am now. There's just this disillusionment among bloggers that you have to be some kind of overnight success by having your magical, mystical unicorn blog. It's just not true, folks. So, with that being said, there are right reasons to actually start a blog. And I actually wrote about this on my website. So when you start a blog for the right reasons, you become something else completely different. One thing, and if you go to my website, it is justaddthat.com. The article that I'm going to be talking about is 10 things you need to know before you start a blog. So I'm going to go over a few of those. Be sure to head over to my website, justaddthat.com, and you can get the rest of it. So the first thing you need to know is you need to know why you are starting your blog. There's lots of people that start blogs for one reason only, and that's for money. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but if you've already got a background in marketing, a business idea already set up, any of those kind of things, then it's okay to go on ahead and start your blog for money. If you have never written a thing in your life or you've ever started a blog, you're starting for the wrong reasons. Money comes after you've had time to actually build it. It's like that movie Field of Dreams. If you guys haven't seen it, you should. It's an old 90s movie. And there's this saying that's over again, if you build it, they will come. So the premise behind the movie is this guy gets a vision. He gets a dream from God that says that he's supposed to build a baseball field. And everybody thinks he's crazy, that he's a nutcase, and that he's going to build this this field in the middle of nowhere, and everybody thinks this is never going to work out. And he actually ends up building the field, and just some amazing things happen. I won't say any more because I don't want to ruin the movie for you guys. I heard something the other day, actually it's been a couple weeks ago now, that I wanted to share with you guys. It was talking about two farmers. So you have two farmers who are both praying for the same thing. They both want their fields to be a success. And they both want to yield crops, but there's a drought that's going on. So each of the farmers do things differently. Both of them pray. However, one actually goes out and prepares his field to receive the rain, while the other one just continues to pray and never goes out and preps his field. So the reason I'm telling you this is because one farmer had faith that the rain was going to come and the other one wasn't. So if you are not out there working with your blog, you know, getting information out there to actually build that field to get it ready, it's not going to succeed. It's just not. Coulda, wouldas, and shouldas are all famous last words that never got anybody anywhere. Let's be honest. You could have had a blog that did well. You should have had a blog that made money. You would have if you had only started. So with that being said, those coulda, wouldas, and shouldas will absolutely annihilate any dreams that you have. So another reason that you might want to start a blog is you've already got a business and maybe you're not really sure how you can grow that business. A blog is a fantastic way that you can, give your shoppers a little bit more insider personal view with you. They want to see if you have, husband or wife and kids, and you have real daily struggles. Or if you don't have any of that, they want to know about your dog Fido and your cat Fifi and their antics that are going on. If you don't have any, you don't have a family, you don't have pets, it's just you. They want to know what your interests are. Maybe you absolutely love science fiction, or maybe you are a romance novelist, or you're absolutely obsessed with gardening. And it has nothing to do with your business. Those are all promotable materials. Why? Let's say that you're selling t-shirts. What is gardening having to do with selling t-shirts? Because you've been out in your garden. You know what it's like to have a good quality shirt to work in versus, you know, some thin, good for nothing that barely holds up, that's full of holes. So see, you can sell and promote products through your everyday experiences. Those readers, those bloggers, they want to know more about you. And there will be people out there who will say, no, they don't. Nobody cares if you wear purple socks or you like to eat cheeseburgers or you're absolutely obsessed with strawberry milkshakes. But there could be somebody that's like, you know what? While I may not be interested in those things, that person is real. That person is genuine. That person knows their product because they live every day. So you definitely want to be sure to use that blog for your everyday experiences. The last reason you probably want to start a blog is because you're actually obsessed or interested in a topic. Sometimes people will start blogs. I have a friend who has a fantastic blog because he loves to write short stories. He couldn't get on any platforms that would really take him seriously, though. So he started a blog because he is absolutely in love with the idea of writing, especially short stories, that he's hoping will get some of his ideas out there that will actually sell and publish articles or content that he can actually make a living at. So, you know, we all write for different reasons. We all have our own reasonings for having a blog. But the idea with knowing why you're blogging has to do with knowing your truth, knowing exactly who you are. Going back to talking about my son, I know for a fact that I am his mother, that I am a person who wants to give my son the best care. My truth is that while my son is a part of my life, he is not every single aspect and detail of my life. Neither is his brother. Neither is his dad. They are all components or parts of my life. And they're big parts. And they should be big parts. But they do not define me. I am not Billy Bob Joe's mother. I am not Samwise Gamgee's wife. I am Roxana Guy, a blogger. I am a special ed educator in the public school system. I am a writer, blogger. I am a podcaster. Those are different components that are part of my life. And I know my truth because I have lived my truth. When you go through and you realize that there are people who are big influences in your life that are components of your life, and that is not your truth, that is where you can start to see things and it can set you free. Another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is know that your blog is about your audience, not about you. So I'm talking about myself and I'm talking about my truth, but the reality of it is, my audience, when it comes to my blog, I have been there, done that, and I do not want them to have to be the same way. They have different struggles that I don't understand. And I want my followers, my listeners, to come to me to be able to ask questions. I want to be able to answer those questions. I really want to be able to help. But when we don't know our audience and we don't know who we're talking to, it's really hard to come across as credible. It's hard to come across as reliable or understanding. You know, blogging isn't some kind of imaginary plaything. It's a real community that has realistic expectations where you're actually making real connections with people. I am a person, and I'll tell you right here and right now, do not blog writing about your passions. And what do I mean about that? Everywhere you go, you will read these just absolute generic kind of niche topics where you're supposed to write about your passions, what you're passionate about. Okay, my blog started out as a couponer because I absolutely love couponing. But let me tell you right now, blogging about couponing absolutely stinks. It is horrible. It sucks so bad. I can't even have enough adjectives to describe how bad I can't stand it. I love reading about it from the other bloggers who do love to do it. I enjoy saving money. But as far as writing about it, it is writing about my passion just absolutely just awful. When it comes to writing, it develops and becomes a passion. So I realized that my real passion was about helping people. So it's not necessarily about writing about helping people. I could just write like, oh, I love to help people. Well, that's cute and everything. And maybe I should get a gold star by my silly little Sunday school answer. But the reality of it is, it's not really going to help anybody if I'm just like, I like to help people. You actually have to get in there and do something. Your audience actually sees you as your main source of help. And when all you're doing is talking about insert your drama, you know, they're going to eventually get tired of it and they're going to look for somebody else to solve their problems. You know, traffic to your site just doesn't show up because, you know, they're just your friends and family. You'll find out a lot. Your friends and family have zero interest in the stuff that you do. And they may visit once in a while or one time only because they're your friends and stuff, but they really don't like your niche. Let's be honest here. Okay. So with that being said, really knowing your truth, knowing your audience, knowing why you're blogging is just absolutely critical. And it's important to know exactly why you are going to be writing. So that's where I wanted to talk to you guys about. So you want to write in a way that appeals to your audience so they understand your content and how it is helpful, how it's going to benefit them. It has to be quality. It has to be something that gives people value, gives people time, respect, and it's just going to give them a better life overall. So when you're writing that kind of content, people are going to come to you. So again, I want you to be able to read that. Again, it's called 10 Things That You Need to Know Before Starting a Blog, and it is available on my site, justaddthat.com or www.justaddthat.com. Either one, that's fine. So another question was, is it difficult to post your ideas and knowledge for others to comment on? So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to take just a quick little short break, and we're going to come and jump right into that topic. And we're back, folks. So we are answering the question, is it difficult to post your ideas and knowledge for others to comment on? So as I was talking to you guys about just in the last little segment there, I was talking about starting the blog for the right reasons. So I was going to tell you, when you start a blog for the right reasons, your blog just transforms. The right reasons to start a blog is because it's all about helping your audience and your customers. If you're going back to the t-shirt salesman example, if you're selling t-shirts, you know, I can go buy a t-shirt anywhere. The idea is your product is different and better because of quality, because of your customer experience, because maybe your designs are different and better than what I can get going out to, say, Walmart or one of the, you know, local retailers. So the reason you're starting a blog for the right reasons is because you want your audience to grow. You want to give your customers a better experience, and those profits will come over time and you'll grow as a person as well. So the question says, is it difficult to post your ideas and knowledge for others to comment on? And the answer is no, it isn't hard for me to post my ideas. Now, when I first started as a blogger, everything I wrote, I felt was utter garbage. There were some of my things that I thought were better articles that I kept. If you go to my site, you can actually go back and look at some of my other blogs, which had some of my older posts. They aren't great, but they aren't bad. They had some information in there that I still thought was useful to somebody out there. I just didn't really feel like it was something that was going to help my audience. So I can post lots of stuff out there. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten criticism, hard answers. People have been not so nice, really rude out there before, but I'm not necessarily afraid of that. So my brand, Just Add That, isn't for everybody. And I'm completely understanding of that. If it was for everybody, I would know that something is probably wrong with my niche. And I'll tell you why I'd say that. So let's say that I have got a multimillionaire who has been blogging for 12 plus years, who has every experience under the sun. They're going to come to my blog and say, yeah, that's cute. You've got a few, you know, helpful tips here and there, but it's nothing that's going to grow my profits. All right. So let's say we go to Susie Q, who has just started her blog. She's new. She doesn't understand. All she knows is that she wants to write about, we'll go back to our gardening example. She wants to write about gardening because she loves gardening and she feels like that she's got lots of helpful tips that can help you become a better gardener, especially when it comes to caring for roses. All right. So Susie has her niche, gardening. She wants to be a specialist in rose care. So my information would absolutely help her to become a better writer. So she could come to my website and she's going to go in there and she's going to look and see some of my articles, which are like 10 things you need to know before you start a blog. That's what I was talking about earlier. She is going to look and see 7 things you need to know to drive traffic to your site. Oh, that's going to help her. 5 secrets rich bloggers won't tell you. These are some of my articles. Maybe even she's interested in earning some affiliate income from some other gardening websites. So she might be interested in reading some of my topics, like 5 ways to increase your affiliate income by thousands. So she's going through and she's reading my blog. And so she's like, wow, there is lots of resources here as I'm going through and I'm scrolling and reading my articles. So she is going to be my target audience. There might be something that the super rich millionaire might read a couple of things like, yeah, okay, that might be helpful a little, but he's not the same person that's in my audience. It doesn't mean I'm discriminating or leaving him out. It just means that my content and my audience isn't going to help him the same way. With that being said, he is going to need to look to somebody else for business advice or business help. And if he relied solely on me, I may not jet and return him the same profits the same way that I can jet and return the same profits for Susie Q. So it's okay for people to criticize your ideas because, one, they help you to kind of figure out where your target audience is. Second of all, when somebody doesn't like your branding or this, that, and the other, you know that you do have other followers who do like your branding. So you don't have to worry about those kind of criticisms. It kind of gives you even ammunition to come up with new articles, which is fantastic for you. So you're not kind of come up here and think, what am I going to write about now? Well, I've got writer's block and it's been 3 days since I've written an article. What am I going to do now? So I'm okay with getting out there and throwing out my ideas. My ideas are out there and they're designed to give people information that can better their blogs. You know, the negative comments, it's just part of the game. My brand, like I said, Just At That is designed to help those who are struggling. But even then, if I have Susie Q, she may not be struggling the same as Tom Riddle. For those of you who are Harry Potter fans, you'll know what I'm talking about. He's not struggling the same way. Maybe he's having some issues, you know, with his spell casting and such. And, you know, some of my blogs that he's writing about with his struggles, it might help him, but not the same as going over to this other blog that gives him more details about spell casting. So he might be able to take a little bit here, take a little bit there, and still come and get some help from my blog. I try to keep my goals on my focus at Just Add That is going to help that one person who is grinding their gears and not getting anywhere. And the reason I do that is because I feel like I relate most to that. I have been that person grinding their gears, trying to get across. And sometimes I just feel like I'm just not gaining any traction no matter what I can do. I can't move forward. I'm not really moving backwards. I'm just kind of stuck. So I don't want my readers to feel like that. I want them to have, it's like I want my articles to give them that if they're on slippery ice, for example, that little sand or that clay that's going to give them the traction that they need to pull up that snowy hill. If somebody does give me a negative comment or 20 along the way, it's okay. It just is going to help me to grow. So I don't want everybody to start panicking and freaking out and worrying and thinking, ooh, I've got negative comments everywhere. I don't want somebody to hate me. So it's not about people hating you. It's about getting your information out there to help the right people. And you're going to have some people that are just going to be unhappy no matter what you post. You could have posted carrots and it was only one word and that was it. And they're going to be unhappy about it. They're going to be like, what? Huh? I'm confused. But if that word carrots was a keyword to keep encouraging somebody or it was an acronym for something, you know, you're going to keep it out there to help get that information to somebody. So that was just an example. So I want the takeaway from this is I want you to be brave and be bold. What I mean by that is don't be afraid to write. Get your writing out there to your audience. It's okay if it's not one person's cup of tea. It could be another person's saving grace. So you will have criticisms along the way, but I want you to stop focusing on the negative parts of your criticisms and start thinking of them as opportunities to help push you forward, to help push you to that right person who is going to need your help. So we're just going to end tonight with talking about knowing your truth. If you guys are blogging, you're living life, whatever struggles that you're going through, know your truth. It is okay to be you. It is okay to be different. And it is okay to know who you are. And so what if it doesn't meet mom or dad's approval? So what if it doesn't meet your next door neighbor's or your best friend's approval? You have to know your truth. The reality of it is people who really love you are going to love you no matter what. And standing and knowing your truth is going to give you something that you'll have far greater than somebody's approval. It's called respect. So the more respect that you have from someone, the more you're going to feel confidence in your truth. So I want you guys to be brave, be bold, and I want you guys to get out there and write. Until next time, I am looking forward to hearing from you guys. I hope that I get some responses, and I want you to feel comfortable to even email me. It's Roxana, that's Roxana. guy@justaddthatonline.com. That is my email. I want you to feel free to email me to talk about this podcast if you want to. Feel free to go to justaddthat.com and go to any of the bottom of my articles and post a comment. I would love to hear from you. That also gets sent directly to me, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions. Feel free to look for me on social media. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/justaddthat. Also on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Twitter is not mine. That sounds really ridiculous. It is @justaddthat. I am also available at Google Plus, so with Roxana Guy. I'm also available at LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/justaddthat. I'm also available on Pinterest, which is pinterest.com/justaddthat. My last place you can find me is at Instagram. Handle is instagram.com/just_that_add_that.com. So, all right, you guys, we'll see you all next time, and have a great one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.